What, I don't guess you have anything like almonds going around.
No.
But you have seen, do they sell them in stores around here?
No, sir.
Don't have any?
No, sir. Mm-hmm.
What about this fruit that grows in Florida mostly? A citrus fruit?
Oranges and grapefruits.
Right. You like citrus fruit?
Not too. I like oranges pretty well. I don't like that grapefruit. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother you also?
No, sir. Not really. Mm-hmm.
Okay, say if a man has a real sore throat, he might say something like, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't.
Swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and these things that people smoke, you might smoke either a
cigarette or a cigar.
You ever tried cigars?
Oh, yeah. You smoke them pretty regularly.
Is there a big difference in the taste of
them? Oh, yeah.
Is one stronger?
Yeah, cigar is a lot stronger.
I see. Okay. Well, we were talking about farm animals. I wanted to ask you about a few wild animals. Do you have a bird around here that makes a hooting noise?
Yeah, hoot owl.
Are there any other different types besides that?
One they call a swamp owl and one they call a horned owl.
Horned owl.
Yeah.
Do you have a little one that's got a real high-pitched voice?
Yeah, he's called a I can't think of what they call that thing right now.
Uh-huh. Around here, do they call them squinch owls or screech owls? Or
screech owls, that's screech right.
That's the small
one. Yeah.
Okay. The bird that drills holes in trees, you just call him a
woodpecker or a yellowhammer. Mm-hmm.
Right. That yellowhammer is the state bird in Alabama.
Yeah.
I think it's the same as a yellowhammer, same as a flicker.
Yeah.
What about the animal that's got a white stripe down his back and he can smell bad if he wants to?
I'd call him a pool cat or a civet cat.
Is that the same?
Yeah, one's just smaller than the other.
I see. One ever gotten after you?
No.
I imagine you'd know it if they had.
Oh, yeah.
And these little animals with the bushy tail that run around in the trees?
Squirrels.
Do you have different types of those?
Yeah, you have a red squirrel and a gray squirrel. Mm-hmm.
That red squirrel ever been called a fox squirrel?
Yeah. That's what they call him, a fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Is he bigger than
the... Yeah, he's bigger than the gray squirrel.
Okay. What about this expression, you know, animals that are bad about getting in your hen roost and killing your chickens?
Yeah.
Maybe like a
possum or a coon.
Right. You ever heard any general word that you could use to cover all those kind of animals? Like you might say, I'm going to get me my shotgun and take care of those.
Well, all I could think of was pest.
Yes, sir, sure. Would people around here ever use the word varmints?
Oh, yeah, varmints, yeah.
Okay. And a little animal that looks a little like a squirrel, but he doesn't have that bushy tail and he usually runs around on the ground.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something maybe like a ground squirrel or a chipmunk.
Well, they have what's called a flying squirrel.
Flying squirrel.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen any chipmunks or ground squirrels around here?
No. Don't think we have that ground squirrel around here.
Don't have them where I'm from either. You were telling me about different kinds of fish yesterday. What kind of seafood can you get around here in the stores?
Oh, well, you can buy shrimp or oysters, ocean perch.